Welcome back to the November 2012 edition of The President's Perspective, a monthly half-hour chat with the CEO of TAMUC, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. Texas A&M University Commerce Homecoming was a week and a half ago, but it feels like it just happened.
That's right, Jared. It was quite a busy week, and unfortunately, the Lions were not able to pick up the win against Abilene Christian.
Right.
They had a great first half of the game, and it looked very competitive. Nonetheless, it was a great game to cap off a great week of activities. It's a wonderful time, homecoming. It's not just the football game on the Saturday of homecoming. It's an entire week's worth of activities, and our students get involved, student organizations get involved. And then, of course, beginning Friday evening, our Hall of Fame inductees begin to show up, and we have a reception for them, and then a nice ceremony and induction Saturday evening. So it's just kind of one thing after another. The week is kind of a blur, but it really is a great celebration. Our guest today is easily one of our biggest proponents for reconnecting with our former students, and that is Mr. Randy Van Deven, who is the Vice President for Institutional Advancement. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Glad to be here.
Talk to us a little bit about homecoming and all of the activities and what kinds of opportunities those things give us to reconnect with our former students.
Well, Dr. Jones, I'm blessed to have a great team, and the university is actually. Daryl Peace in Alumni Relations works very closely with Wendy Morgan and her group, which put on probably one of the most memorable homecomings I've seen since I've been here. The attendance, well, first of all, I don't know who ordered the weather, but the weather certainly played a big part in
that. Yeah, it was a beautiful day, wasn't it?
Certainly was, and it showed, you know, people came out. But it also demonstrates the amount of work that goes into planning something like this and the overall effect it has on bringing people back to campus.
We did have a lot of folks back on campus. I think our tailgate before the football game was one of the best that I've seen since I've been here. Had a lot of student organizations, but we also had various alumni groups kind of organized by decade.
Yes, and that impressed me too. It was we had an opportunity to speak with Mr. Gary Fernandez, who took the initiative upon himself actually to bring the group of the decades of the 60s back together,
mm-hmm.
And then what was already in place was a culmination of people from the 70s and 80s. So. That just added to the whole spirit of what homecomings are, and we hope to build on that.
Right, right. And, of course, KETR had a booth out there, Jared.
We did. We were handing out our fan banners. That turned out to be really popular. Hopefully you'll see that video later on at KETR.org. Everybody holding up their fan banners and cheering on the Lions, which really helped in the first half. I don't know if you saw, but things were really good there at the beginning. No, it was so great to see all the alumni coming back. I had an opportunity to speak with some folks that I went to school with, which was great. Some folks who don't ever get to make it back, but homecoming is that opportunity for folks who have sort of put college behind them and gone off into their careers.
Right.
This is an opportunity to come back to see what's going on, and for a lot of folks, they're seeing this revitalized campus for the first time.
Well, and that is very gratifying when students, former students come back, not having been here for a few years, and to see all of the great improvements that have taken place on campus. A lot of them are very impressed, and they're very proud of their alma mater, and they remember it as being a place that kind of opened up the future for them and transformed their lives. But when they see that same thing is going on for students today in a much more appealing environment, much more beautiful campus environment, it gives them a lot to be proud of.
I'd like to add to that, too, is part of the Advancement Division's goals is to bring those people back, keep them better informed of what the university is now, getting them involved, and that's the most important part. Now we're getting them more involved, and certainly from an advancement perspective, we hope it gives them an inspiration for investing. So
and talk about that. What former students are doing whenever they come back, whenever they talk, you say investment particularly, whenever they see what's going on campus, they're able to make this connection between the experience that they had and experience they may be able to provide future students or current students in some cases to sort of make a college a reality for other folks like what they experienced.
Absolutely. I mean, the number one priority on this campus is still scholarships, and that's reflected in everyday economics when we, those of us who have families, have children in college and all, and see the amount of debt that you can come out with. So bringing the former students back here, they were in a different generation where You know, they basically were attending on a state scholarship, and putting that in perspective, where maybe in the 60s, 80% of their education was state funded. That's certainly not the case now. So it's an educational part of what we do, and it's just overall a part of bringing more scholarships here is the need, and that's part of our informing our alumni. So getting them back on campus is good. They all comment on the changes and things going on that are visual. But they also open up conversations for important things like scholarships.
Well, and touching on that whole theme of college affordability, I mean, a lot of our students, a lot of our former students, a lot of our graduates, our alumni, were first in their family to attend college, of course, and that's still true today for so many of our students. They have other responsibilities. They're working. And so our alumni understand the challenges that our students are facing today. And they understand that college is a lot more expensive than it used to be. And we really need their help. We really need them to connect. We really need them to re-engage and help today's students get the same opportunities that opened up the doors of the future for them when they were students here at A&M Commerce or old ET.
Right. And the ways to do that now have sort of been streamlined, which is great. I wanted briefly to kind of mention some names that were of a recent note here on campus. Taylor Ford, for instance, mm-hmm. Who is now focused as the development director for fundraising for athletics specifically. So folks who have had some interest in giving to athletics might talk to Taylor, and folks who have some interest in giving to other organizations within the university can talk to Wyman Williams, for instance, or Wayne Davenport, these folks who are able to better connect folks with the things that they're trying to support.
Well, I appreciate that, yes, and that communications is very important, and that's why we've got Taylor working with athletics and Wyman working with the College of Business and Technology, and of course Wayne and the College of C. At the same time, we're trying to get people to represent the other two colleges, the Humanities and Social Sciences and College of Education, and we hope to make some progress in that in the next couple of weeks.
So the idea here is we've made it painfully easy for folks who want to support and to better the path to success for current and future students to be able to do that. And making contact is the first thing. Reconnecting is the first thing. And after that, it's smooth sailing.
Well, it's never smooth sailing.
Well, such that it can be smooth.
But as much as we can make it, yeah. No, I think the point we try to make, and Homecoming reminds us of this every year, is that a university, any institution of higher education, whether you spend 2 years or 4 years or 6 years or however long you are in residence, working on your degree, getting your education, the impact of that experience extends for a lifetime, and your engagement with that institution should extend for a lifetime as well.
As we wrap up our final episode before Thanksgiving, I'd like to say thanks to Randy Van Deven for joining us, Vice President for Institutional Advancement.
You got it.
And then, Dr. Jones, we appreciate it. Pleasure as always.
Pleasure is mine, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
This has been the November 2012 edition of The President's Perspective. You can find archived audio of this program and others online at ketr.org. KETR is listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas, and we welcome your contributions. Go to ketr.org and click Support This Station in the top right-hand corner. For Dr. Jones and for Randy Van Deven, my name is Jared Knight. Thanks for listening.